Imagine that you are a pig farmer. You live on a small farm in the Philippines. Your animals are your family's sole source of income, as long as they're healthy. You know that any day, one of your pigs can catch the flu, the swine flu. Living in tight quarters, one pig coughing and sneezing may soon lead to the next pig coughing and sneezing until an outbreak of swine flu has taken over your farm. If it's a bad enough virus, the health of your herd may be gone in the blink of an eye. If you called in a veterinarian, he or she would visit your farm and take samples from your pig's noses and mouths. But then they would have to drive back into the city to test those samples in their central lab. 2 weeks later, you'd hear back the results. 2 weeks may be just enough time for infection to spread and take away your way of life. But it doesn't have to be that way. Today, farmers can take those samples themselves. They can jump right into the pen and swab their pig's noses and mouths with a little filter paper and place that little filter paper in a tiny tube. Mix it with some chemicals that will extract genetic material from their pigs' noses and mouths. And without leaving their farms, take a drop of that genetic material and put it into a little analyzer, smaller than a shoebox, and program it to detect DNA or RNA from the swine flu virus. And within 1 hour, get back the results, visualize the results. This reality is possible because today we're living in the era of personal DNA technology. Every one of us can actually test DNA ourselves.